Hello, everybody, and welcome into another podcast from Sight and Sound Technology. We do hope you're all staying safe and well wherever you may be listening. On this episode, we'll be bringing you the archive from our most recent webinar Wednesday, where we were joined by Jenny Axler from Selvus in South Korea, the people behind the BrailleSense Polaris. And Jenny and myself talk about Android apps. The possibilities are virtually endless, as you'll see. We'll be talking all about Android applications that you can use on your BrailleSense Polaris. There's so much stuff out there on the Play Store that you can download and install. Before we do that, there's two quick things I want to say. First of all, we've had a couple of queries in relation to Webinar Wednesday events and what is and is not, made available as a podcast afterwards. And the way we've sort of managed this is that the content that lends itself well to podcasts, which in the case of our podcast is audio only, is made available. So last week, on the 15th of April, we ran a really great session with Sam Colson, who was demonstrating devices for people with low vision or reading difficulties. And that would not have been appropriate to make available as an audio-only podcast because Sam made frequent references, as you would expect, to things on the screen which you would need to be able to view visually. So we're going to make those sessions available on our YouTube channel, and keep in touch with us about that. There'll be more information on our social media and on our newsletter and through other sources. So we are conscious of that. The second thing I want to say is that next week's Webinar Wednesday is actually an open forum. We've been very conscious over the last couple of weeks that we've been, you know, providing you with lots of content, but we've been very specific on products and, you know, hardware and software that we've thought are useful. But actually, we need to know what you think is useful. And we need to know your questions and anything that you want to bring to us. If you have queries, then next week will be the time to do it in our open forum, Technology Surgery, as part of Webinar Wednesday. I also think, by the way, it would be really interesting to hear how you're getting on with technology during the COVID-19 restrictions and isolations, and what are you doing differently with your technology, or how are you engaging with technology in a different way during COVID-19? And I know for myself, I've been doing a lot more video calling lately to family and friends, not so much because I need them to see me, but more so because I might need their quick help for something. So the other night I needed to ask somebody, would they read a best before date for me? And of course, that's always interesting because they have to try to instruct you to get the camera right, and I'm not very good at that kind of stuff. And then yesterday evening I rang somebody to ask them to tell me if the light was on in the living room, because we have these funny light switches. There are two sets and they're not wired correctly, so if the switches are up, it doesn't necessarily mean the lights are off. It depends what position the switches on the other side of the room are in. And of course, I had forgotten, and I couldn't reach my hand up and touch the bulb, so I was using FaceTime for that. So it's really interesting how we are relying in a different way on technology during COVID-19, when we can't just, you know, shout out to somebody, can you check something for me? So curious to know what you're doing with your technology. Any questions you have, come to our tech surgery next week. James Everson, Carl Brealey and myself will be sitting in our virtual surgery with our coffee ready to take your questions. That's at 2 p.m. on Wednesday, the 29th of April. But now let's go over to yesterday's event. Jenny Axler, myself and James Everson, who was managing the room and looking after all our participants so well, talking all about Android and the BrailleSense Polaris. So I'm going to welcome everybody to Webinar Wednesday. Great to have so many people joining us today when we're talking all about Android and Polaris. My name is Stuart Lawler. For anyone who doesn't know me, I'm from Sight and Sound. Today we have Jenny from Selvus, the one and only Miss Jenny Axler, who has come back again after, I think, 3 weeks off. She's come back to do more Polaris at about 10 o'clock in the evening for Jenny, so we really appreciate her time. And maintaining the room and keeping order today is Mr. James Everson from Sight and Sound. And James, thank you very much for your help today.
You're welcome. So James is going to be helping with the chat and any muting or unmuting if people want to ask questions. We have quite a lot to cover today. So Jenny and I are going to co-present. We're going to do a bit of a double act. And then we're going to take questions after each section, and there will be some time for general questions and answers at the end. I know we've had some queries about Braille tables and other bits and pieces, so we'll do our best to deal as much as we can with some stuff. Some stuff has to be taken offline. Just before we start in then, next Wednesday's webinar, that's a bit of a hard one to say. Next Wednesday's webinar Wednesday is an open surgery where we're going to talk about bring your general questions and answers about any sight and sound technology that you have or that you have had or that you plan to have maybe. And maybe to talk a little bit about as well how technology is helping you to get through these very strange times during COVID-19. I'll be joined by Carl Brealey from our sales team, and Carl and I are going to host a Q&A, and basically the agenda is yours. So come next week to our open forum at 2 p.m. There's a registration link gone around today to everyone on our webinar Wednesday list. If you're not on that list and you'd like to be, then if you put a message in the chat window, I'll be able to pick it up after the meeting and make sure that you get the email. Jenny, I don't know if you want to say anything by way of introduction.
Hang on, I was muted. Yep,
sorry, apologies.
So I'm Jenny Axler. For those of you who don't know me, I work at Selvus in Korea, which is HIMSS' parent company. We have a medical division in the HIMSS division. I do all things international. I run beta testing. I assist with localization. I do international tech support, some marketing, just kind of whatever they need done in English. I sort of contribute to a lot of that, and I'm very happy to be here and to co-present with Stuart.
Okay, so thank you, Jenny. So I suppose just what I do want to say is today is not really about the basics of Polaris and what Polaris is, and it's not specific to the recent changes in Polaris, because those of you who were here a few weeks ago, and we now have a kind of regular webinar Wednesday cohort, but those of you who were here a couple of weeks ago will know that we covered that already. Today we're really exploring Android on Polaris. Where can Polaris take you? And I suppose the answer to that is it can take you pretty much anywhere in terms of the apps that you might want to use on your Polaris. And I suppose when you were talking about apps and going outside of the Polaris ecosystem, we should say that obviously some stuff will work better than others through no fault of Selvus or Polaris. It's going to be more so on how accessible the particular Android services that you want to use. So we're going to demo a couple of things. I'm going to show some general bits first, and then Jenny is going to do a bit of app demoing, and then I'll come back and we'll go forward and back like that. I'm going to share my screen so you'll be able to see, for those of you who can see, you'll be able to see the Polaris screen, but you'll also be able to hear, hopefully, in pristine quality, the Polaris itself, because we have used a little Windows utility to make sure we get the audio as well. So let me just share my screen. And so I'll share here. And hopefully you can see
Notepad.
And hear the Polaris as well.
Word processor. File manager.
So here we are in the Polaris main menu with the file manager. Now, one of the things we attempted to show last time at the end of the session, for those who were here, was the Google Assistant feature, which is really handy if you want to be able to just get quick pieces of information, use the Google Assistant. I've found, and I think Jenny has found as well, this works best when you turn off your speech on Polaris, because obviously the Polaris speech may interfere with your own speech from the Google Assistant and it being able to process properly. So if I turn off my speech with the backspace and F2.
Voice off.
And say voice off. And we're going to use the media buttons on the front of the unit. There are five media buttons, which are rewind, record, pause, play, and fast forward. I always have to think about those to make sure I have them right. And to enable or to start this off, the Google Voice Assistant, to enable the Google Voice Assistant, we press record and play together and release them. And we'll hear a little, the customary Google beep in a moment. And then I will ask a question. What is the weather in Dublin tomorrow?
Tomorrow's forecast for Dublin is 14 degrees and mostly sunny.
So that's just using the built-in Google Assistant. So if we do something else, what time is it in South Korea?
The time in South Korea is 22:14.
So there we go. It's 10:14 where Jenny is. So it's a really handy little feature. You can do pretty much anything with the Google Voice Assistant. For example, I'm in Dublin here. I might want to know how far it will take me to get to Fitzwilliam Square, which is where the new Sight and Sound Dublin offices will be very shortly. So let's ask Google how far from my current location, which is North Inner City Dublin. How long will it take me to get to Fitzwilliam Square in Dublin?
There's moderate traffic from your location to Fitzwilliam Place, so it'll take about 15 minutes.
Perfect. So it's just a really handy, quick thing and works very well. So that's Google Assistant on Polaris. I think when you, no, actually, yeah, definitely when you do it the first time, you have to set up the Google Assistant. It is an Android application, and we'll be talking a bit about Android applications. So by the time we're finished this session, you should be fairly happy to set that up. But if anyone has any specific questions, we're happy to answer them. And of course, after today, if you have questions, please don't hesitate to get in touch with us. Right, before we hand over to Jenny, I'm going to show you the Play Store, because we're talking about Android apps today. But how do you get Android apps? How do you get them onto your device? So you use something called the Google Play Store, and you have to have an account with Google. So if you have a Gmail account, then you can sign in with that. And if you don't have a Gmail account, or if you don't have any accounts, then you can create one on the Play Store. So I'll turn on my speech again.
Voice on.
And
File Manager.
I'm back at my File Manager, and I can go down through the main menu if I want.
WordPress Notepad. Email, or exchange
can,
email.
Or I can just press P for Play Store. And the Play Store is...
Placed or.
Has just,
placed or.
Okay, I'm using...
List for you, enter key to select.
I'll say store rather funnily. I'm using one of those strange, one of these TTS. I think it's one of the older English-speaking, UK English-speaking ones. So we're now in the main Play Store area. Now, in Android applications on Polaris, it's a slightly different method of moving around. You can use Tab and Shift Tab, which is F3 and space with F3, or you can use first letter navigation. So if you wanted, for example, something that might say for you, you could press F and it would jump to the first link or first option that starts with F, which could be for you. I'm going to use something called Voice Search just to search for an app. And the app I'm going to search for is one called The Journal, which is a news media source over here that is quite popular, has a very nice mobile application. So I'm just going to, I know the voice search option is very near. I'm going to Shift and Tab, space with F3.
Signed in as Stuart Lawless, Sight and Sound Technology, IE. It's open account menu, enter key to select.
It's telling me there what I'm signed in as, which is Stuart Lawler.
Button voice search, enter key to select.
Voice search. So I'm going to press enter, but before I press enter, I'm going to switch off my voice again, because I don't want Polaris voice to upset this.
Voice off.
And I'm going to press enter, and we'll hear the Google beep. The Journal. And now I'm going to turn on my voice again.
Voice on.
Of course, I could do this all through Braille.
Button The Journal, enter, button search Google Play, enter key to select, button voice search, enter key to select. App, The Journal, IE News Distilled, SCH News Magazine, star rating, 3.2500K, enter key to select.
That's the one I want. The Journal.ie is the app. So I'm going to press enter to select that. And then I'm
Details
going
for
to,
app,
I want journal, to install button. It. So I'll press I for install.
Button image of app or game icon for The Journal, IE News, enter, button install, press the enter key to run.
Okay, so I had to press I twice, and I'm going to press enter here.
the journal IE News needs access
and
to.
And then we usually get a screen which asks for permission to do certain things. So what this is telling me is that the journal.ie needs to be able to do certain things. Maybe it needs to be able to send me notifications. It wants, maybe if it was particular, maybe media apps, it might say the app will need access to your microphone or your camera. There's an allow button, which you can press, which you can get to by pressing A. I actually find it's quicker to do this by pressing space with dot 4, 5, and 6, which will normally jump you to the bottom of the screen.
Button accept, press the enter key to run.
Accept even, not allow. So I press enter on accept.
Accept. Placed or.
Now,
navigate up enter key to select.
The app is currently downloading and will then install, and it will appear on my Polaris under all apps. So we'll just wait for it to install, and then we'll see if it's there.
Button install in progress. Button image of app or game icon for the journal. Install in progress.
It's actually downloaded already, so the app is quite small. And this process is very straightforward to install any app. Going in, searching
more options, enter key to select.
With your voice or typing, of course, if you want.
Contains ads. Button image of app or game icon for the journal. The journal IE News.
So
button distilled SCA, button uninstall, press button open, press
so
add suggested
feed. It's now been installed because it is an uninstall button. I'll close the Play Store.
Placed all.
I'll go to all apps.
Apple Music.
And I'll press T.
Text fiction.
So there's a few things with T here.
The journal IE.
And there's the journal.ie. So that's the app that we've just installed. So now I'm going to turn off my screen share and hand over to Jenny.
Okay, again, I was muted. So you can hear me okay?
Yep.
Oh, just a moment.
Battery 40%.
Okay, are we good?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you sound fine, Jenny.
I apologize. Okay. I had to change some, I had to change my setup. Okay, hang on. We're going to do a share and screen. And start. Okay, so James, you can see my Zoom app?
Yes, I can.
Perfect. Okay. So we're going to show just some various apps, different variety of things. And I think the first one that I will show is Apple Music. So we're gonna do a different types of things. He just did news. We'll do some media, some books, just various popular things that we think that you guys might be interested in learning about. So let me turn my voice on.
Voice on. Zoom. File manager. F.
Okay, and I'm at my main menu, and I'll go to all apps. I'll just press A.
11,000 quotes saying status.
And for those of you who can see, I have a lot of apps. And if I go through my A's.
Adam TT, Apple, AliExpress, Amazon, Alexa, Amazon Shopping, Apple Music.
Yeah, I should buy stock in Amazon. So we have Apple Music, and I'm going to press enter here. And it's opening.
TV, movies, songs, albums, artists, library.
Okay, so now I'm in my library for Apple Music. I'm already signed in. And again, this works really well with first letter navigation. And this is the great thing, I think, about using Apple Music on Polaris. I do use it on my phone, of course. I use it with Siri. But sometimes, if you're looking for something, it's very, especially if you're searching, it's easier to type on the Polaris. And first letter navigation is just really amazing here. So I'll press P, for example.
List playlists, enter key to select.
I can get to my playlists. If I wanted artists,
list artists, enter key to select.
Again, I'm just pressing the letter A. So this is the great thing. When you know what you're looking for, it's you can, of course, navigate, as he said, with F3 and space F3.
List playlists, enter key to select.
But you can also, if you know where you're going, you can use first letter navigation. So I'm going to press enter on playlists. And it does take a little bit to load your stuff.
List artists, enter key to select.
Hold on.
Drama Love, enter key to select.
So I just pressed the letter D. This is a fun playlist because if you go through it, which we will just for fun, I was playing with this today and I'm like, wow, that's really disgusting. It's very aptly named. I created this playlist and it's very dramatic. So we'll press enter on Drama Love.
Showing items 1 to 12 of 66.
Okay, so it's showing my playlist.
Download enter key to select. Button more options, play enter key, play shuffled enter key, show some emotion, Celine Dion enter key to select.
So I'm now just going through the various controls. What's really nice is, okay, so now I'm in a list of the songs, and the first one was Celine Dion. Another useful key command to note here is the page down command. So if you're in a long list like this, when you're in the list area, you can press space 345 to jump down.
All by myself, Celine Dion enter key to select.
And I have a lot of Celine Dion here. Okay, so of course then I can also play and play shuffle. So I'm going to go back to the top.
Button navigate up enter key to select. Playing if I could enter key to select. Button play enter key to select. Playing if I could enter key to select.
Oops, it's actually not going to. I'm not sure where I'm at, but that's okay. We'll just...
Button navigate up enter key.
That's
my
fault.
I could enter key to select.
Not the Polaris.
Button play enter key
to
select.
That's Jenny. Okay, so we're pressing enter.
Button pause enter key to select.
So now it's playing. And now again, I have first letter navigation is what's when you're trying to navigate through here. This is difficult. So
Eric
Bellman
has entered the waiting room for this meeting. Go to participants list to see waiting room.
Unfortunately, my voice is announcing all of the. So now I'm sorry, I keep losing my train of thought. I'm going to pause this.
So play enter key to select.
Once again, you can use your first letter navigation to get through the controls here, and that is the best thing to do, because if you try to navigate, you're
Eden
going
Kaiser
to see...
Eden has entered the waiting room for this meeting. Mark Harvey has entered the waiting room for this meeting.
Just
go to voice off.
Turn my voice off for a minute. You're going to see all of the various controls, and it can take a long time to navigate through all of those. So I'm going to turn my voice on again, and hopefully there won't be too many announcements in the meantime. I apologize about that. But I will again go through some of the controls.
Voice on.
Okay, so...
Button navigate up, enter key to select.
I'm at the top where I would do navigate up means this is where I would go back a screen if I wanted to. Right now what I want to do is go through various controls. So if I press P.
Playing if I could enter key to select.
It's telling me the currently playing.
Button play enter key to select.
And now I'm to play. The other thing that I can do.
Button navigate up enter key to select.
I went back to the top and I'm going to press the letter N.
Button next track enter key to select.
So there's a very, very quick way to get to the next track. That is also the very bottom of the screen, so you can also press space 456 to do that. So I'm going to go back to play.
Button play enter key to select.
And press enter.
Now button I'm pause enter key to button next track enter key to select. 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 Button next track and button pause enter key to select. Button navigate up enter key to select.
Oops, hang on.
Playing pop-up, can you hear me? Lock button pause enter key to select.
Okay.
Button play enter key to select.
So that's really all there is to it. There's not much more I can really show you. it just is basically knowing where you want to go. What you can of course enter in the search box. You can play your playlist, your artist, anything in your Apple Music library. Like I said, first letter navigation, remember, and if you're in a long list, like of artists or songs, you can use that space 345 to page down, space 126 to page up through that list. So again, I'll turn it back to Stuart, and he will show something else.
Thanks, Jenny. After that, I just want to say, can you share your playlist with me? Great bit of music on that, I have to say. Okay, just before we continue, I should have done this at the start. My apologies. If people want to ask questions, there's a couple of ways you can do it in the room today. You can press Alt and Y if you want to raise your hand, if you'd like to say something, and that will let James know that you'd like to say something. Or you can press Alt and H if you want to type a message into the chat, if you want to either ask us something or if you want to, again, let James know that you'd like to speak. And if you're on the mobile platform on iOS or Android, there are there are options on those apps to raise your hand or to chat. So before we continue, we're going to start looking at Audible in a minute. Do we have any questions either about the Play Store or Apple Music or Google Assistant? If anyone has anything, you can raise your hand with Alt and Y, or you can type in the chat window with Alt and H. If not, we'll continue. So we're going to look at Audible.
Let's do it. David's got a question.
David, okay, thanks, James. David, would you like to ask your question? I think we can just unmute David.
Yeah, I'm just going
to. All right. It takes a sec to unmute people sometimes. If it's a difficult question, if it's a difficult question, David, make it for Jenny, okay?
I will indeed. Good afternoon. It's David from the UK.
Hey, David.
It's my first webinar of this kind, so thank you for arranging this. Do I need to install the Google Assistant as an app, or is that something that's already built in Polaris already?
It certainly came on mine by default. Jenny, it does come on the mall, does it?
Yes, it's always default. It's part of the default of Google Stock Android package.
Oh, thank you, Jenny. Fabulous.
Thanks very much, David.
Thank you.
Okay. So we're going to talk about Audible audiobooks, and certainly I personally love Audible. I get my one credit every month, and I like to escape and read all sorts of, and you'll see in a minute the type of stuff I like to read. And Audible is really great on Polaris. In fact, I've been starting to use Polaris lately to read audiobooks because I was putting everything on my phone. And I found that maybe when I'm reading a book, if I get a notification, I get interrupted. And there were times when actually I just wanted my phone to be a phone. So I've been exploring Audible on Polaris, and I've been very pleasantly surprised. So I'm going to share my screen again, and we'll do this. Okay. So let's share the screen and let's go back to my Polaris.
File manager.
And back to the file manager. So Audible, like all our Android apps, arrives in the All Apps part of Polaris. So I press A for All Apps.
Apple Music.
And just like Jenny, I've got Apple Music. I don't have as many apps as Jenny, not by a half, I'd say. But let's go down one or two.
Audible.
And there's Audible. So we'll press enter here to open the app. It's loading Audible.
Audible. Okay. Button open left, navigation panel, enter key to select.
Now, what I tend to do with Audible is I buy my books using the web. So either using my computer or my phone on something like Safari or Chrome or whatever. And then I open the Audible book on Polaris and I download them from my library.
Open left, navigation panel.
To the device.
Audible button, open left, navigate button, more option for a stranger
so
on the beach, enter key
I'm
to select.
To
you have a new friend suggestion, Levi Nicole Robinson.
Now there's my Facebook sending me messages, but I'm going to open my library.
Button, more option for my library. Cloud, enter key to change.
So here's the My Library option. There are two options here. There's cloud, but if I press enter.
Checkbox tick, cloud, enter key to toggle.
I'll press F3 here.
Checkbox not tick, device, enter key to toggle.
So device. So if I press enter on device.
Or button open left, navigation panel, enter key to select.
The books that are on my Polaris. So obviously, I don't want to download loads of books to my Polaris. I just want to download, you know, what I'm reading at the moment, and then I want to delete it afterwards. So now I've selected my devices library. So we're just going to see what's on my device at the moment. And actually, I'm about to start a new book. So I thought you guys should hear what I'm going to read, and then we can decide whether I should read it or not. So let's tab here.
My library, device, enter key to change. Button search, enter key to select. Button shop, enter key to select.
So this would let me search in my library if I wanted.
Button filter, enter key to select.
And I think because this is an Android app, you can shop on the app, although I've never shopped directly on the Audible app.
Button sort, enter key to select. Button more options, enter key to select. This month. The Wives Downloaded, by Taryn Fisher, narrated by Lauren Fortgang. Finished enter key to select.
So there's a book called The Wives. I think I inadvertently marked it as finished, but actually I haven't even started reading it yet. So if I press enter here, this book will open in the player and we'll be able to play it on Audible, and we'll do that in a sec. But let's just tab once more.
Button more option for The Wives enter key to select.
Let's go in and get some more information.
Alert, list play enter key to select.
So I can play it, which is what we'll do in a sec.
List remove from device enter key to select.
I can remove it from the device, which is what I will do when I'm finished reading it.
List send this book enter key to select.
I can send this book. I think I can recommend it. I've never done that actually.
List untag as finished enter key to select.
Untag it as finished because I seem to have marked it as finished, although I haven't even started it, as I said.
List read summary enter key to select.
Read summary. So these are the things I usually do when I'm browsing in the library. If I've forgotten what something is, press enter to read the summary and Polaris will straight away.
An instant bestseller, The New York Times User Today, The Globe and Mail, The Toronto Star. New York Times bestselling author Taryn Fisher delivers a pulse-pounding, fast-paced suspense novel that will leave you breathless, a thriller you won't be able to put down. You'll have whiplash until the very end. Colleen Hoover, New York Times bestselling author, Thursday's husband, Seth, has two other wives. She's never met them, and she doesn't know anything about them. She agreed to this unusual arrangement because she's so crazy about him. But one day, she finds something, that tells a very different, and horrifying, story about the man she married. What follows is what...
So there you go. You get the idea.
Button close, press the enter key to run. Or button more option for The Wives enter key to select.
And then if we go back to more options...
Button open left navigation panel enter key to select.
I can go back.
My library, device enter key to change.
The book.
But this month. The Wives Downloaded, by Taryn. Button more option for The Wives.
Options.
Use enter key, alert the Wives.
And I'll...
List play enter key to select.
Enter on play.
Audible.
Is Audible.
Button minimize player enter key to select.
And here's the book playing. Now I can also pause.
Button previous chapter enter key to select. Pause enter key to select.
So I pressed P as Jenny showed you earlier on the shortcut keys. I press P till I get to pause and press enter. And if I press enter again.
Great in how.
But I can also use the media keys on the front of my Polaris to pause or play. Once I set the switch to the Android apps mode. So there are two switches on the front of the Polaris. One is for key lock and one is to control the state of the media buttons.
Daisy mode. App mode.
So I've switched it to app mode and now I should be able to press pause.
All apps.
And sometimes this does funny things, but... So what that will do normally, and I think it's because I changed the position of the key switch midway through, it will pause or resume playing of my Audible book.
You want to press and hold.
Press and hold, right? Let's press and hold. Hang on. I may have upset it by pressing first.
Yeah, I think you're in all apps now.
But it did definitely work when I tried this earlier, so I think that was purely my user error. So that's Audible, very accessible. And of course, if we had selected the library, the cloud library, I could have browsed all the books that were in my library and pressed enter if I wanted to download one. I didn't want to download one right now because it takes a little while. So I'm going to switch off my screen share. And I'm just going to use this opportunity, if anyone has their hands raised or has any questions or has put anything in the chat, we're happy to take that now.
Yeah, there was one question from Samuel Wilkins. He raised his hand, so I'm just going to go to Samuel now.
Okay, fantastic.
Hello.
Hiya, Samuel.
You showed in the audio, well, not in Audible, in the Play Store, there was an option you went past called uninstall app. Do you uninstall them through the Play Store or can you just remove them from the device using in all apps?
Yeah, and actually I'll show you that if you don't mind, Jenny, just for 2 seconds, because that's a really good question. So I'm going to just share my screen again very briefly. So the question was, can you uninstall the apps? Do you have to use the Play Store or can you uninstall them from all apps? So if we go back to File Manager.
File Manager.
And press A.
Apple Music.
The very last option in this all apps list, in Jenny's case, the very lengthy list will be called
App Manager.
The App Manager. So if you press enter here,
please wait.
It's now building a list of
downloaded apps, Apple Music, 109 megabytes, version 3.2.2.1.33 list item.
So you get some information on the app you want to download, in this case, that, or you want to uninstall, in this case, it's Apple Music.
Audible, 113 megabytes, version 2.4.9.0.2.33 list item. Uninstall the button.
And I'm going to tab to uninstall and press enter.
Do you want to uninstall this app? Yes, prompt button.
And I'm going to say no to that because I don't want to
prompt
uninstall.
Button.
But obviously, if you said
uninstall
yes,
the button.
That would uninstall
app manager.
The app for you. So hope that answers that, Samuel. Okay, if there's no other questions, I think, Jenny, you can take the floor again.
There you go, Jenny.
Jenny, is it too late? Have you gone to sleep? Okay, maybe we just give Jenny a sec and we can come back. While we're doing that, oh, Jenny's back.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Yes.
Two questions, actually.
Okay.
The first one, can the Polaris be remote controlled by any means? Second, the double tap and hold combination, I would like to know it.
Okay. So remote control, first of all, you can use TeamViewer Quick Support to share your screen, but you can't remote control the device from another Polaris, I suppose. Is that the question you're asking?
Yeah, or a PC. Not PC. Oh, excuse me, another Polaris, say.
No, not at the moment. And to double tap and hold is, I do believe, space and enter, Jenny. I think Jenny's back with us now.
You show it online, but I think she might be having problems with the mic.
Yeah, she might be having a problem. Okay. So, yeah, space and enter is your double tap and hold.
Space and enter.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Okay. So hopefully Jenny will be back. In the meantime, we'll continue and have a look at.
Are you able to hear me now?
Jenny, we can hear you now.
Jenny,
My audio setup is causing problems. Or rather, my lack of audio setup. Okay.
You're sounding fine now anyway.
Well, yeah, but my Polaris won't be heard with my... I have headphones in. Okay, I do apologize for this. It's going to sound like I'm in a tin can. What I'm going to do is unplug my headphones. Just a moment. Okay.
File manager, F.
Is that at least doable?
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
We can hear it.
Okay.
Task name, Zoom 1-1 list.
All right, I'm going to...
Stuart Lawler. Start my video, enter key to select, share, button, enter key to select.
And you're hearing everything.
Button photo, enter key to select, button screen, enter key to select. Alert, Zoom will start capturing everything, checkbox not check, button cancel, press the button, start now, press the enter key, start now.
Okay, and again, I apologize, we've got a... I'm having technical difficulties this entire week. I think it's just the way that things are meant to go. So,
file manager, F.
What we're going to do now, we're going to continue with books, and what I'm going to show is actually how to access Bookshare, which I understand that you now have in Ireland. I believe you also have this in the UK. So I'm going to show how to download using Bookshare's app, and then I'll play something in our Daisy Player. So again, I'm going to go to all apps.
11,000 quotes, saying status.
This time I'm going to press G.
Gmail, Market Global, go read.
and Go Read. I'll press enter. This is the Bookshare Android download app. You could
error also... trying to sync loading when it starts.
Oops.
Button open drawer menu, enter key to select.
Okay, so I'm going to press enter on open drawer.
Menu. Annotation button, stop share button, list navigation drawer, enter key to select, list my books, enter key to select.
And what I want is search Bookshare, so I'm going to press the letter S.
List search Bookshare, enter key to select.
And I'll press enter.
Book button, open drawer menu, enter key to select.
And oh, what shall we search for? I'm going to do a title search.
List title search, enter key to select.
So I just pressed T, I'll press enter.
Enter title.
And now I have an edit box. And because I'm in an Android app, I do need to press enter to open that edit box, very similar to forms mode in other screen readers. And let's just do Harry Potter. Everybody loves Harry Potter, right? Maybe not everyone. Okay, so I typed Harry Potter, and I'm going to tab to the OK button.
For example, Moby button OK, press the enter key
and
to run.
Press enter.
Fetching books, please wait.
So
Sir, list Harry Potter Y. La Pedra Philosophal. Harry Potter 1 by J.K. Rowling. Alicia Dalipian, enter key to select.
Well, it appears that one is in Spanish, and I am not fluent, so we're going to skip that. I'm going to press F3.
List Harry Potter Y. El Misterio del Príncipe. Mm-hmm. List Harry Potter Y. El Colosseo. List Harry Potter Y. La Cámara Secreta. List Harry Potter Y. El Prisionero. List Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Harry Potter 7 by J.K. Rowling. Enter key to select.
Lovely English. All right, we will press enter on this.
Fetching book details. Please wait. Book detail. Book. Adara Cabot has entered the waiting room for the...
And I want to press D for download.
Button download. Text only. Press the enter key to run.
And there are a couple of options. So there's download text only. If I tab forward.
Button add to reading list. Press the ISBN. 9 trillion. Button download. Text only. Press the enter key to run.
So this one doesn't seem to have a text with images option, but you can get that also. I don't need that, so I just want the text only. I'm going to press enter.
Download started. Button disabled downloading book. Press the enter key to run.
And it'll let me know when it's done. It'll take a couple seconds.
Book downloaded. Read book.
Okay. So I could read it in Go Read and actually use my default Android voice. So if you do like to use different text-to-speech, you are able to do that here in Go Read. But I actually want to read this in our Daisy Player because then I can use the media buttons to navigate. And I really like doing that. It really makes a very, very nice interface. So I'm going to press F1 to get to my file manager.
File manager, F.
And I'm going to press, actually, F1D. I could have just done that from there.
Task name, Daisy Player.
And just a second, it's loading.
Open Daisy Dialog. First Frost Jennifer Exler Folder 215 List Item.
Okay, so I'm in a book, a folder of books already. Go Read puts books that you download in a folder called Books on the root of your flash disk. So I need to get there. I'm going to press Backspace.
Daisy Folder 211 List Item.
And it's actually not the Daisy Folder.
Backup Folder 111 List
and this
Item.
This is my SD card, I believe.
Documents Folder 725 SD22 List Item.
I was right. So I kept backspacing out to get out to my drive list. I'm going to go up to the flash
disk 1 to List Item. Dot Clipboard Folder 136 List Item.
I'm going to press B for Books.
Books Folder 1236 List
there
Item.
There it is. I'm going to press Enter.
Dot Reader Folder 12 List Item. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Harry Potter 7. Folder 2 to List Item.
And there it is. And Daisy books, of course, come in a folder. So to open those and make sure that you actually access the entire package, you want to select the folder with space.
Selected Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Harry Potter 7, Folder 2 to List Item.
And then press Enter to open it.
Flash disk 1 to List Item. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. 40, 70.
And it's giving me percentages. And in a moment, it will start reading. One hopes.
8, 100.
There it goes. It's a long book. That's part of the issue. So it's unpacking it as it's loading here.
Notice. App mode. I have 778 pages. Level 1 static box. Daisy mode. I have 778 pages. Level 1 static box. Play. I. Harry Potter. Pause.
Okay, so I was just playing around. First of all, I switched it to Daisy mode so I could use the media keys on the front. Then I could press play and pause. The really great thing about this, though, is the record button. When you're in the Daisy player, the record button actually allows you to change navigation levels.
Beginning or end of book. Level 1. Page. Phrase. 5 phrases. Heading. Beginning or end of book. Level 1.
So this will take you through whatever navigation elements are available. So if you have heading levels all the way to number 6, you'll see that as you cycle through with the record button. Now, if I want to move by that level, I can use the back and forward keys.
Contents. Chapter 1. Chapter 2. Chapter 3. Chapter 4. The Seven Potters. Harry ran back upstairs to his bedroom, arriving at the window just in time to see the Dursleys pause.
And as you heard, when you navigate to an element, it automatically begins playing. So then I just pressed the play pause key again to pause it, of course. So you don't actually use the stop key in the Daisy player at all. You use the play pause key to play and pause. You use the record button to switch navigation levels, and you use the back and forward keys to move by that navigation level. You can also read in Braille, of course, with the scroll keys, which will not make any difference here, of course, but you can. And so that's one difference between Go Read and our Daisy Player. There are two, actually. One is the easy navigation interface. The other thing that's different is that in Go Read, you do only have speech. It's considered an app for the phone, so it doesn't actually, it reads via TTS and it doesn't offer you Braille access. So this is, again, I like to use Go Read to search and download, but I prefer to read in our Daisy Player. But if you do just want TTS, you can use Go Read. You can also use Voice Dream Reader. I think that Stuart's also going to show Easy Reader. So there's several options, and all of them are very, very accessible on Polaris. So again, I'll go ahead and switch it back to Stuart.
Okay, thank you, Jenny. I love Go Read. I when I discovered Go Read first, the Bookshare service was launched here in Ireland last year by the National Council for the Blind here in Ireland. And I was downloading stuff from Bookshare. Couldn't believe the amount of material, but also couldn't believe how easy it was, not just to download from Go Read, but then to do exactly as Jenny has shown and go into Polaris to read it in the Daisy Player. So it really makes it very accessible. Any questions or comments on any of that before we talk about Easy Reader? And just to remind anyone, you can raise your hand with Alt and Y, or you can type in the chat with Alt and H, and then James will be able to see if you have if you'd like to say something.
There's nothing as yet.
Nothing as yet. Okay. So Jenny, that either means everyone's very happy or totally confused. So we hope it's
better.
That either means people are very happy or totally confused. we're getting a funny sound there. I'm not sure what it is. Okay.
I think Andy Taylor might have a question, but it might be Andy's machine that's causing the feedback.
Ah, okay.
Hi, this is Andy Taylor. I don't know if you can hear me.
We can hear you, Andy.
We can, Andy, but we are experiencing some feedback. So please
okay, I think that must be something to do with my mic. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Can I just check? I know it's a silly question, but can I check? When you're talking about Bookshare, you are talking about the service, which is RNIB Bookshare?
Yes, it'll work for either RNIB, NCBI here in Ireland, RNIB in the UK. Or indeed,
that's good.
The US,
that's good. I didn't recognise the logo, so I wasn't sure if it was the same. But that's fantastic.
Yeah, I think Jenny was probably showing the US Bookshare, but it'll work for any of them.
Because there is an absolutely huge collection of reading material there, isn't there?
Yeah, a massive amount. I mean, I know on the one we have here with NCBI, there's 500,000 titles, and I'm sure there's at least more probably in the UK.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. I mean, you'd have to register first and get an account with Bookshare, wouldn't you?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Lovely. Thank you very much. And thank you for organizing this webinar. This is really useful.
Great. Thank you. You're very welcome. Thanks a million. Okay. So we're going to look at Easy Reader, as Jenny mentioned. Now, Easy Reader is from Dolphin Systems, who are the people behind products like Supernova in the UK. And Dolphin have made Easy Reader it's a very nice, slick, accessible app. It does lots of things, but I've actually been using it lately to look at the new RNIB reading services library in the UK. So if you can access RNIB reading services, then you can use this right away. So again, Easy Reader is downloaded from the Play Store, and I have it on my Polaris already. So let me just do my screen share here. And let me do that. So now you should be able to hear my Polaris.
File manager.
And we'll go back to the all apps.
Apple Music.
And I know that Easy Reader starts with E, so I'll press E for Easy Reader.
Easy Reader.
And we'll press enter. Now when we press enter, Easy Reader is going to open and show us the
loading
that are currently in my library.
My book, Not Without My Daughter, Betty Mamady, Daisy Audio, enter key to select.
So I was reading a book called Not Without My Daughter. It's the only book in my library at the moment. But what I'm going to do is browse into the RNIB Reading Services library.
Book information, enter key to select. Button side menu, enter key to select.
So here's the side menu, which is the one that I want.
My books button, enter key to select.
Of course, I could have pressed first letter navigation for that either if I want.
Manage libraries button, enter key to select. Book share button, enter key to select.
So here's a list of all the libraries that are supported by this app, by the Easy Reader app. And there's different levels of book share you will see here.
Epic books button, enter key to select. Project Gutenberg button, enter key to select.
I'm just tabbing. Now, if I press RNIB, because we want reading services, so we press RNIB, so we press R.
RNIB Bookshare button, enter key to select.
Okay, so that's RNIB Bookshare, which is also supported by this app.
RNIB Overdrive button, enter key to select.
And R once more.
RNIB Reading Services button, enter key to select.
That's the one we want. Now, the first time you would press enter here, you'd be asked to log in with your details. And then Easy Reader will offer to save your password for you, and you won't have to log in again. So I've done all that already, so I'll press enter here.
Waiting for button side menu, enter key to select.
Waiting for RNIB Reading Services because it was actually logging me in at that time. It's just done that now.
RNIB Reading Services.
So
button log out, enter key
I'm
to select.
Tabbing through, I can log out, but I want to...
Button side menu, enter key to select.
I want to search.
RNIB Reading Services. Edit box disabled, search in all, press enter to enter
search
or edit text.
Search in all, so I'm going to press enter here. Now, there was something I was looking for last night called either race of obstacles or obstacle of race or something like that. So I'm just going to type the word race because I know it will come up as I can't exactly remember the title, but it doesn't really matter. So I'll type race and I'll press enter.
Button side menu, enter key to select.
And I'm just going to tab across to the search results here.
Edit box disabled, search in all, press enter. Wrap, book information, an accursed race, Elizabeth Gaskell, Epub, right. Enter key, book information, enter key to select. The obstacle race, Ethel M. Ethel Maydell, Daisy Audio, enter key to select.
That's the one, the obstacle race. Okay, I'm going to press enter here, and it tells me that it's a Daisy Audio book, so that means I can download it and play it on my Polaris, so I'll press enter.
Loading. Button navigate up, enter key to select.
And then there's a few options here. If I press D.
Download button, enter key to select.
Download button. I'm not going to download the book now because it takes a little bit of time to package the book and then download it to the device.
Image book cover.
But I do want to know what the
Juliet
book is
becomes
about.
Involved with the people of the lonely seaside place where she is spending a solitary holiday.
So there's a little bit of a synopsis of the book. And then if I want that book, I can go back and press download and press enter. Then that book would end up in the bookshelf beside the book Not Without My Daughter, which is there at the moment. And if I press enter on the Not Without My Daughter book, I have play controls very similar to what we saw earlier on the Audible app. And I can also use my media keys at the front of the device to play or pause if I want as well. Remembering what Jenny said, that you need to press and hold the play button or the pause button in order for those to work. So Easy Reader is a really good app. It's free. In fact, all the apps we've showed you today are free so far. Of course, some things you have to subscribe, but Easy Reader is great. It supports a whole load of libraries, and there's so much reading out there that you can get hold of. So I'm going to stop my screen share. And if there are any questions, we can take them now. Otherwise, we will go back to Jenny.
We got one from Andrew Summers.
Okay.
Andrew? Still having trouble with the mics.
Yeah, it takes a minute to unmute. We found this as well. I think if there's a lot of people in the room, it takes a couple of seconds to get people unmuted. But bear with us, Andrew. Just take a minute to get you on the air. Just to say that Easy Reader as well, you can add as many libraries, and you can have libraries in your favorites. So if you like to use maybe a particular library that's local to your country, you can do that as well.
There's right, Andrew, I think. It's over to you, Andrew.
Thank you. Thanks, Stuart, for showing us that. But what I'd like to find out is, would it be good if Dolphin introduced an app to use on the PC as well as using it on the Polaris or whatever you call that device?
My understanding is, and I'm not fully familiar, my understanding is there is Easy Reader for the PC. It's a low-cost app. It's not free. But if you have JAWS, for example,
or I've got Fusion, JAWS, yes.
Yeah, so you can use, there's a Daisy Reader built into JAWS. Called FS Reader, which I've used that to read books from RDB Reading Services, and it's great. So I'd probably I'd try that first.
Okay, great. Okay, then thanks for that.
All right, Andrew, no bother.
Thanks a lot. Thanks.
If anybody else has a question, you can raise your hand with Alt and Y.
Yeah, we've got quite a few now, Stuart. So,
okay.
Brian, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Just to comment, there is a PC app for Easy Reader, and there are JAWS scripts to go with that, and it does link directly with the RNIB Home Reading Service.
Excellent. That's good to know.
And one more from Samuel.
I've just unmuted my audio.
Hi, Samuel.
Does the I've got a couple of things. Does Easy Reader allow you to read in Braille? And also, how well does Polaris work with Kindle reading? Because I tend to buy Kindle books, and I was wondering if the Polaris allows you to read Kindle books on the actual Kindle app.
Okay, I'm definitely going to ask Jenny to answer the Kindle one, because I know she has used Kindle with Polaris. I haven't. Jenny, I don't know if you're unmuted.
I've just unmuted her. It might take a few little while for it to come through.
So I know Jenny has definitely used Kindle.
There you go, Jenny. Welcome back.
So I think what's happening is that I'm unmuting myself, and then you're toggling it, and it's muting me again. So I keep going on and off. I'm sorry about that.
That's it. Blame me.
No, it's all good. We're learning as we go. So yes, with Kindle, you can. But it's a little bit strange. For some reason, and this is actually the case both on the BrailleNote Touch and the Polaris, the continuous read button does not work if you're wanting to use text-to-speech, and I don't know why. Braille is just fine. You can even read a whole page with TTS, but you can't do the continuous read, and I thought it maybe had something to do with our lack of screen, but no, it's the same on the BrailleNote Touch, but I can do it just fine on my phone and on my Kindle. You can read in Braille. There's a little
Samuel,
bit...
audio now unmuted. Voice off.
There's a little bit of an issue with turning pages. I wouldn't say it's an issue, it's just you have to know how to do it. And I have no idea how I figured this out. It doesn't make any sense. It's not consistent with our screen reader commands, but for some reason this works. Both in Kindle and in Google Books, you can press space 3 and space 6 to turn pages. You do then have to refresh in Kindle, so you do that with F3 twice. So you to turn a page, you press space .6 and F3 twice, which sounds like a lot of work, but once you do it, it just takes you a second. You just do, and you're good. So even though it sounds complicated, it's actually not. So yes, the one thing about Kindle that you need to know is that you cannot download it from the Play Store. And the reason that you can't is because it thinks that you need a screen. You don't. It is accessible without it. And as I explained, the continuous read button has nothing to do with the screen either. So to download Kindle, the easiest way is just to do a Google search. Type Amazon Kindle APK. It will come right up. You can get it free from the Amazon store, directly from the Amazon site. Also, apkpure.com is a very trusted site for APK files. And also, if you need like an archived application, maybe an older version of an application or something like that, you can usually find that there as well. So that's a really good source for things that are not on the Play Store, or for some reason Google thinks that you can't install it. Apple Music is the same, by the way. You do need to get the APK for that as well. And they work just fine. As you can see, we played with Apple Music, no problem. It's just that Google, for some reason, thinks that it must have a touchscreen. That seems to be in the requirement for the app. And so it thinks that it's not downloadable on Polaris. So that's something to note. Just because it says that it's not downloadable, it's not compatible for your device, doesn't actually mean that's true. And you can, a lot of times, get the APK files and download it and install those. You do need to make sure to go to Android System Settings under Security and allow apps from unknown sources. There's a checkbox. You need to check that. Once you do that, you only need to do that one time. Once you've done that, if you download an APK, you can install it directly from the file manager. And I'm sorry, that was a lot more answer than you asked for.
That's great, though. It's really useful information. And just maybe to add to that, Jenny, I've had experiences in the Play Store where it says, this app may not be optimized for your device, but you can go ahead and install it. And it seems to work fine.
Jenny, we've got a question from WhatsApp. Tom writes, have you thought about getting in touch with the executive team at Google to get them to change this?
So I think Jenny, are you muted again?
I am not.
Oh, no, you're
but
back.
There's a lot of echo coming from somewhere. So I don't.
I'm not sure.
I didn't.
I've just muted Tom because it appears that it was Tom's that was causing the feedback. So.
Okay. Can you repeat that, Ben?
Yeah. Tom wrote, "Have you thought about getting in touch with the accessibility team at Google to get them to change this?"
About the touchscreen thing? Oh, they're not going to change that. it's something, and I can understand why Kindle would do that. So actually, Google doesn't decide the requirements for the apps. The developers do that. So it's not really something they can change.
Just on the question, somebody, I think it was Andrew, or Samuel, I think, asked about the other part of his question was about Easy Reader and Braille. I actually don't know. I haven't downloaded any EPUB files on Easy Reader. Brian might happen to know that, I suspect. But Jenny, I don't know if you know. Does it support?
I don't. I always use sure. GoRead.
Yeah, I don't know. Andrew, and actually just on that note, I downloaded an Easy Reader book on my Polaris and I wanted to import it into the Polaris Daisy Reader and I couldn't because I could not find and I have still not found where Easy Reader downloads its files. So
we've got a question from Abby Healy.
Oh yeah, Abby, a regular attendee.
It's not really a question, it's more of a kind of an answer to your question on Easy Reader and Braille.
Oh, cool.
I have downloaded EPUB books, and it does work, yes.
Excellent. There you
go.
You
can read all the EPUB files in Braille using the Braille display in Easy Reader.
Excellent. That's great, Abby. Thanks for that.
No problem.
Yeah, great to know.
And one more, Stuart, from Brian again.
Hiya, Brian.
No, I don't need. I think the question has been answered. If the book contains HTML content as part of the DAISY structure, then it really ought to be readable. But obviously, those that you demonstrated, for example, from the RNIB home reading service, they are not going to have that.
Yeah, because they're audio. Yeah. Okay. Brilliant. Thanks for that, Brian. Okay. I think we have, Jenny, probably time for, I think you may have one more to show us, one more surprise.
Sure. Yeah, it's something a little different, so we could do that. Do you want to do Xero?
Oh, let's do Xero. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Jenny reminded me of a service this morning called Xero, which may be familiar to some people.
Okay, just a moment. I need to share my screen.
And then after this, we'll certainly take general questions and answers as well.
Share button, screen. Start now. All right, here we go. Voice on.
Voice on. File manager, F.
Okay. So the last thing we want to do, because this is a little bit different, and I realized Stuart and I were having a discussion today, and he said he didn't know that there was so much content here. I think for those of you who may have used Serotech or SAMNet, you know, a long time ago, this part of SAMNet has really grown in leaps and bounds. And I think today's version of SAMNet, which is called, or iBlink Radio, is now called Xero. The descriptive video content is actually one of the major reasons why people still use this. So it's, like I said, it's really gotten a variety of content, especially lately. It really blows me away. They have content from all the different streaming services. And right now it's so hard to know, what do you want? Disney Plus, Netflix, there's now the NBC, the Peacock service. There's, that's in America, of course. I'm trying to think what else is international. Apple, of course, has their own. There's Amazon Prime Video. So all these different streaming services. And one thing about Xero is that they actually grab stuff from all of them, and usually the most popular stuff from all of them. So they have The Mandalorian. They have The Watchmen. They have Breaking Bad. They have, I don't even remember what else, but they also have things like The Big Bang Theory, Law and Order, that are old services, or old TV shows. You can watch Criminal Minds, The Man in the High Castle from Amazon, and just many, many, many things. And I love to binge watch. So anyway, I will stop talking and actually get to it. So I'm going to press A for all apps.
11,000 quotes, saying status.
And S.
Seeing assistant home light, Xero. Main volume 11.
I'm going to turn this up a bit.
Main volume 14.
Okay. And I'm going to press enter on Xero.
Xero. Xero. Xero. List. Showing items 1 to 11 of 25. List Iowa coronavirus. COVID-19. News center key to select.
So this is the interesting thing. When you open up Xero now, it actually gives you relevant coronavirus information. And because my original account was registered in Iowa in the United States, that's where it takes me. So if I could press enter on that if I wanted coronavirus news in my state, but I don't need to do that. I want entertainment, so I'm just going to press E.
List email enter key to select. List entertainment enter key to select.
Press enter.
List entertainment. And list accessible games, enter key to select.
And again, I'm going to press D for described video programming.
List described video programming, enter key to select.
I'm going to press enter.
List described video programming.
Okay, so now I have movies or television programs and documentaries. I'm going to go to movies just quick to show you the categories, the infinite number.
Well, button more options, enter key to select.
It is finite, but.
List movies, enter key to select. Okay. List movies, movies. Button more options, enter edit box disabled, list new additions in the past 30 days, enter key to select.
Okay, so I went past this, but
edit box disabled, search. Search, press enter to enter or edit text.
So I did just want to point out, you can actually search for something specific. And if you know what you're looking for, that will, of course, be the easiest way to get there.
List new additions in the past, list action, enter key to select. List adventure, enter key to list animation, enter key. List biography, enter key. List chick flicks, enter key. List children and young adult, enter. List chillers and thrillers, enter key to list Christmas, enter key. List classics, enter key to list comedy, enter key to select. List crime, enter key. List documentary, enter key. List drama, enter key. List family, enter key. List fantasy, enter key. List film noir, enter. List history, enter key. List horror, enter key. List music, enter key. List musical, enter key. Select. List mystery, enter key. List romance, enter key. List science fiction, enter key. List short, enter key. List sport, enter key. List suspense, enter key. List thriller, enter key. List unclassified, enter key. List war, enter key. Select.
And war is the last category. So as you can see, they have a huge variety of stuff. And there, especially the drama section, you'll find it's so long you'll never get through it. I'm going to press F4 to go back a level.
Describe video programming. List movies, enter key to select.
And I'm going to go to television programs.
List television programs and documentaries, enter key to select. List television programs and documentaries, enter key to select. Button more options, enter key to edit box, disabled search. List new additions in the past 30 days, enter key to select.
So I have this too. Now this is not divided into categories. It just starts with ABC. But there again are, I don't even know how many TV shows. But this time I am going to do a search. And in honor of Stuart, I'm going to do a search for Breaking Bad because he really likes
edit box, disabled search. Search, press enter to enter or edit text.
Okay, so I've pressed enter to enable the edit box. I'm going to type
Breaking
Bad. And I'm going to press enter.
List Breaking Bad, enter. List season 1, enter key to select.
And there we go. Now we've got season 1. I'll press enter here.
List season 1, enter key to select. Button now playing, press the annotation. Button enter key, stop share. Button enter key to select Breaking Bad. Button more options, enter key. Edit box, disabled search. List season 1, enter key to select. Button now playing, press the enter key to run. Annotation. Button enter key to select. List season 1, enter key to select.
I pressed enter.
List season 1, enter key to select.
But it didn't open the episode list.
Button now playing, annotation. Stop share. Breaking Bad. Button more options, enter. Edit box, disabled search. List season 1, enter key to select. Button now playing, press the enter key to run.
Ah, I see why. I've got to apologize. So I was actually playing with this afternoon, and I started to play season 1. And so it's actually not showing me the episode list because it's going to continue where I left off. That's why it's not doing that. And it does the same thing on the phone. So again, that's my misstep. So I'm going to press enter on now playing.
Now playing. You left off in episode 1, Breaking Bad pilot. Do you want to continue from there? List continue where I left off. Less than 1 minute and 58 minutes. Enter key to select.
So I have this option.
List start from the beginning of this episode. Enter key to select. List go to list of episodes. Enter key to select.
Okay. So if I had not done this, it would have taken me to the episode list when I pressed enter. But if you've gone there before, it will give you this dialogue instead. And the great thing about this is that if I started it here and I went to my phone or my PC and went to Ciro, it would do the same thing. It synchronizes across devices and it will tell me where I left off on the last one, kind of like Kindle does.
List start from the list continue where I left off. Less than 1 minute and 58 minutes. Enter key to select.
And I'm going
to
continue where I left off. I'll press enter.
Breaking Bad, season 0.
And it's going to
Our skyward view shows a pair of chinos billowing gently toward the ground. The pants land on a dirt road where an RV speeds over them. A man wearing only tidy whiteys, shoes, and a gas mask over his glasses drives the vehicle.
Nice.
In the seat beside
him.
Okay, so, and again, we have our normal play pause features. So this is going to be the same as all the things that we've demonstrated. You can just use first letter navigation to get there. But yeah, I really wanted to show you this just because it just has a huge treasure trove of content, both TV shows and movies, and the things that they're adding. When you go to this new additions in the last 30 days, right now you are seeing just all kinds of stuff. The morning show from Apple. There was another one from Apple I can't remember, but like I said, Apple, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime Video, Netflix. I was watching Grace and Frankie from Netflix, for those of you who know that. It's just from everywhere. So it's so hard to pick a streaming service, but this one, in addition to having described video, just has the greatest variety to me. So I like it because I can pay one fee and pretty much watch anything I want from any of those services. So again, I'll turn it over to Stuart. I think that's all for me at this point.
Thank you, Jenny. Jenny will be responsible, just so that James is very clear on this. Jenny will be responsible for me not being in work for the next week because I'll be watching Breaking Bad. Because I've heard Breaking Bad is brilliant. So it's all Jenny's fault. No, it sounds
from
like
that,
it.
that introduction, I'm interested myself. Now I'm going to have to go watch it.
Yeah, well, I've so many people have told me that I should watch Breaking Bad. So, okay, I...
And do you know what the next Webinar Wednesday will be about?
The next Webinar Wednesday is an open session. So it's our tech surgery next week. Come along with any of your technology questions, either, I guess, about any of the products that Sight and Sound sell or support.
That's exciting. Are you going to be there?
Sorry?
Will you be there?
Yes. Yes.
Both Stuart and myself will be there.
So how do you register? Will I get sent an email then?
If you put your email in the chat window, I'll send you the link after this meeting.
Okay.
You just type your email and just type your name and your email address and we'll put your... James and I and Carl, one of our sales guys. So there'll be plenty of people on hand to answer your questions.
Thank you.
So, Jenny, thank you for that. That's about it. I suppose in terms of apps, there are so many things we could show. And I suppose it's also a matter of you playing around with your Polaris, downloading something. If you find an app that you think works really well, please tell us, because it's always good for us to be able to tell other people what people are using. But I think you've got a sense today of some of the stuff that you can use on Polaris, which is great.
I do try to maintain an accessible apps list. I do need to update that again, but I do try to do that. So definitely let us know if there's something that works really well for you, or even if you have that list and you find something that doesn't, I'll definitely be removing that because things do change on the App Store or the Play Store. The other thing I wanted to mention is that so one time I was looking for a screen recorder to help me make demos so I could actually make video tutorials by myself. And I tell you, I tried 9 screen recorders before I found the one that worked. But when I did, it's golden. I've never had a screen recorder be accessible, and this one is. And I was just, the fact that I could do this from a note taker just blew me away, that I could actually make a video by myself just using my Polaris only, and being able to do a video and audio tutorial on the Polaris. But it took me till that 10th app to get it. So remember that when you're looking for applications, that sometimes you're going to have to go through a lot of stuff that's not very fun before you get to something that works just golden. So know that they exist, persevere. I hope if tonight taught you anything, it's that there are many, many apps and many popular apps that work beautifully on it. So again, just something to note.
And also I would say read the section in the manual on Android apps, because there is some very useful information there about how to use the screen reader on Polaris for Android. There's some of the navigation is a little bit different as we sort of outlined today. So it's well worth just reading that chapter because it's very well explained. So we're happy to take any other questions that may have come up from people.
Stuart, we've got one from Samuel again. So
Samuel, okay. Yeah.
Samuel, go ahead.
Hello. And that's very good. I mean, I'm actually going to see if I can get Bible Gateway to work on the Braille Sense. But I was thinking with the Xero app, does it work with BritBox? And also, is it only the audio you get, or do you get the video as well?
So I know it's definitely only the audio, isn't it, Jenny?
Yes, they do only audio. They're taking the MP3s of the descriptive videos, so because they assume that we're not going to be looking at it. So, but if you do Netflix or something like that, you should be able to share the audio, and they also have descriptive videos.
Right.
And BritBox, I'm sorry, you'll have to forgive me. I live in Ireland. I'm not sure. Is that a service you guys have in the UK?
Well, that's something that they've just started, I think, with BBC and ITV.
Okay. I don't.
It's a new subscription-based service with a joint collaboration from the BBC and the ITV, and it's all to do with box sets.
Oh, wow.
I would guess no. It does, interestingly enough, though, work with Alexa, so you could... oh, no, she's going to answer me. I said her name. but it does work with Miss A over there.
Yay, lady.
Yes, so you can actually use it on your Echo Show or even just an Echo device. I haven't actually tried that, but I know they do have a skill.
Can anyone hear me? It's Marilyn here.
Hi, Marilyn. Yeah.
Does anybody know? I mean, I haven't updated my Polaris, so I'm interested to know, I suppose, the main differences. I mean, for instance, the word processor seems a bit difficult on the Polaris. Sometimes it seems to kind of lag.
Okay. Well, I suppose I'll very quickly answer this and then hand over to Jenny, maybe. But Marilyn, we did a webinar a couple of weeks ago on the new features. So if you want to put your email address in the chat window, I'll send you a link to the podcast where you can hear that, because we went into quite a bit of detail about that. But I would say it's definitely worth updating, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Now we've got a question from Jim Lewis. I think Jim may have gone.
Oh. Okay.
Jim, you
hi, can you guys hear me?
Hiya, Jim.
Now, yeah. Jim.
Yeah, okay, cool. It was just a question about Ciro. I've never heard of it before. Is it also available on? Is it also available online, or is it just an Android app? Hello?
Yeah, sorry, Jim. I'm not sure if Jenny is gone or muted. I think they have different versions for iOS, Android. I think you can, at least in the old, when I saw it previously, you used to be able to use it on the web browser, but I haven't used it for a long
time. Okay, and it's a subscription-based service that you can use anywhere in the world, yeah?
I believe so,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it S-I-R-O or?
S-E-R-O.
S-E-R-O, brilliant, fantastic. Yep. I'll go and look it up after a meeting because I'm quite intrigued by it, to be honest.
I actually, for your first experience, you may want to try and use it on the PC. And the reason I like that is just, I found it easier to navigate all the lists because there are a lot of long lists, and I could do it faster. But once you know where you're going, I do like the iPhone app. It does, again, there's an Android app. I think pretty much every platform it's supported.
And like, I think I would quite like to use it on the PC anyway, because that means I'm not going to be using up a lot of power on the phone and all that, a lot of battery.
Sure.
I've got a desktop sitting here, so I'll be able to use it that way, you know.
Yeah, it works really well on the PC. I like it a lot on the PC.
Good, good.
Anyone else want to make any comments or questions or ask anything, either relating to Android apps or Polaris in general? Before we let Jenny...
I would like to say something. It's a little bit different. I tried to get into this podcast using my iPhone. Or rather, a webinar. And the thing about it was that it kept asking me for a Zoom capture code, which surprised me.
Yeah,
while
so
using my PC.
We are aware of some challenges.
Well, what you do is you click switch capture, and then you can click play audio, and then it's a played audio version of it.
But unfortunately, the audio didn't work for me on the iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
We're certainly aware of some challenges people are having with registration. Unfortunately, we have to enforce registration because of the security issues relating to meetings. But if you encounter an issue like that again, I'm very happy if you want to email me and I'll register you, and then it will send you a
link. Because I did try to email you yesterday.
Okay.
On the Boilert Touch, it was behaving really, really funnily, because on that other Boilert Touch, it was showing a sort of Google capture, which worked really well. On the iPhone, it was showing a different type of capture, which doesn't work very well. So it was showing one sort of capture on the Touch and a different sort of capture powered by somebody else on the iPhone, which is crazy, really.
The experience seems a little different. For example, if you do it on, certainly I tried it before using, I think, Edge on Windows, and there was a tick box that said, I'm not a robot. And if you tick.
Yes, that's what I saw. That's what I saw when I did it on Chrome, but when I did it on Safari, I had it. It's just that I've seen some Zoom meetings where they've disabled the capture, so you just need a name and an email, but you don't need a capture. Is it possible for
can just have an ID, can't you? Just put an ID.
We'll certainly investigate that with Zoom. We'll check it out.
It's just that there are other meetings which you have to register for. It just require an email address, no capture code. So just to let you know that that is possible.
That seems more normal.
Things are changing a little bit just because so many people are using Zoom now. Zoom has increased their security just to ensure that everyone's meetings are, you know, well protected and well secure. So
yes,
I've seen
a meeting like this recently though. So do get in touch with them and see if they could do that.
I will. We'll certainly ask. But I know they are literally almost changing daily at the moment with their settings. So we'll certainly ask. It may be hidden somewhere in the settings. So we'll have a look at that, definitely. Anything else anybody wants to ask?
Just going through the questions now. Brian's mentioned on the chat that it is available for the PC and it is very accessible as well.
Oh, brilliant. So that's the Xero app, which is good.
And if you're going to do the app, how do you spell that? How do you spell it?
S-E-R-O, Xero.
And is it an accessible platform?
It's I suppose it's an accessible entertainment system, I suppose. So they have movies and they have TV shows, and I think there's a whole bank of radio stations, at least if there was in the old version.
And what happened? Do you have to register then, or how do you?
Yes, it's a monthly service. They have different packages. If you go, it's Xerotech is the company. So if you go to Xerotech.com there, or even if you just Google search it, you will find all the pricing plans and the different options that you can do.
Okay.
They do have a screen reader. They've got email. They've got something called Socializer that doesn't support as much as it used to.
Oh, yeah.
They've got a lot of different options and different things. So the
best thing to do is look at their prices. What do you mean they've got email?
You can set up your own email, but the best thing to do, that's complicated.
Can you set up your own email address? Is that for free or do you have to pay to set up your own email address?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think it's better to go on their website because it's Xero.
Yes.
Xerotech.com.
Do you know if that email address would be under their domain or under your domain?
We don't. I honestly don't know enough about that, to be honest, because it's they're a company based in the States, but certainly have a look at them, you know. It seems a really interesting option.
Thank you.
And we've got one more question.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, please go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, it's Fatih. Yeah, Fatih.
Sorry. Hi, Fatih.
Hi, how are you? Oh, thanks for this session, really. Sorry I missed you last week.
No problem. Good to have you.
Time. But really, I heard somebody mentioning about problems with registrations on Zoom. I can add to that. Yes, we have a series of problems with registration, really, either using Android or using iPhone, to be honest. You know, I have a problem all the time and I have to use Be My Eyes to show someone really to help me to register. And what I did, I just sent an email to the to Zoom people and waiting for their response, really. But I think we have to do something about this because it's really a nightmare. It takes really easy to put all the information, but when we come to the capture, we struggle really, even with the play audio doesn't work at all.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, we'll certainly look into it, and it may be a matter of raising it with Zoom and explaining the situation, and perhaps it's something they need to look at.
It's not funny with even with the iPhone, because I use iPhone myself, you know,
mm-hmm.
VoiceOver. It's really really a huge problem. You know?
Okay.
Sometimes I miss appointments because of that. I miss meetings. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Incidentally, it's really accessible on Polaris, even the CAPTCHA.
There you go.
How is the CAPTCHA accessible on the Polaris?
It plays the audio.
I would buy it then. Yeah, why not?
There you go. There's a reason to get a Polaris.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How much is it first? How much does it cost, you know?
How much is the Polaris?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to pass that to James because he'll give you the UK price.
All right.
I'm just typing a message. Just bear with me.
How can you access the capture with the Polaris then?
There's a play button. It's very, really very simple. It's just different. It's not iOS, it's Android. So the way that it appears is different. Someone mentioned that the Google CAPTCHA is different, and it is. So there's actually just a play button that you press, and it gives you the audio very clearly, and you have an edit box. You just type it in. So apparently it's not accessible on iOS, and I'm very sorry for that. I was just sort of joking and making a plug, but it is actually accessible on Polaris. For some reason, it seems to be more accessible on Google in general, I think.
But yeah, we will try and explore what can be done there. So thank you for the feedback. It's good to know these things.
Okay, the Polaris is currently on offer right now at 3,228.
I think everything in offer now with the Sight and Sound, yeah.
Not everything.
I think, it's not everything, yeah, because I received an email. It's about upgrading JAWS and, you know.
Yeah, we brought forward the summer specials. Sorry, I brought forward the summer specials. Basically, we've extended the summer specials and we brought them forward. Right. So the summer specials will remain open until COVID-19 and we're allowed everybody's out of lockdown, and then we'll stop the summer specials at that point.
I think I read until the end of June, no?
It is the end of June. But again, if they decide to extend, then obviously the offer will carry on extending.
We'll extend,
until we're out of this lockdown.
Until coronavirus disappear, really, you know.
Well, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so.
Jenny, we've just had one question. Could you just mention the video recorder again, the screen recorder?
Oh, sorry, I didn't tell you what it was called. It's called capital REC period. If you search the Play Store for capital REC period, and you might type screen recorder just to make sure you don't get a lot of really general results. So type in rec screen recorder and it should come right up.
Capital REC for record, yeah? REC, yeah?
Yep, capital REC.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
What do you mean capital? It means letters, capital.
Uppercase.
Uppercase, yeah.
Uppercase. Sorry.
I'm an American.
A-N-C. Okay. No, because I thought I have to type capital and then R-E-C.
No. Uppercase. Uppercase R.
Yeah, no problem.
Sorry.
It's R-E-C.
Sorry.
It's called R-E-C. No problem. Yeah.
Yes, I butchered the King's English. I do apologize.
I'm just about to post a link also to the chat.
Jenny, we do that in Ireland as well. It's okay.
So we should have two final questions. One is from Samuel again. Samuel?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Samuel.
I was going to say that is it possible to... sorry, my thing's reading it out. How do I send an accessible app to you to add to the list? And is it possible to use a USB microphone with the Braille Sense? I believe it's not possible. I just want to confirm it.
Okay, so as far as sending accessible apps, probably the best way is to send it through Stuart. Just because we don't really have a specific place for them to go. I handle it, but it's probably easiest to make sure that it gets to me. He can collect them. I usually do have the dealers collect them and send them to me, and then I where they need to go. And regarding the USB mic, so that's it sort of depends. So the technical answer is no. The Polaris does not support USB mics. I recently played, though, with a Blue Yeti, which has a line out port, and I know that there are a few broadcast mics that do that. So with those, if you can power them, right now that's actually what I'm using, is a Blue Yeti with a battery pack. And then I have the Yeti's line out going to the line in of Polaris. You want to make sure and set the recording source to line in. But it makes an absolutely beautiful recording. And it's better than the Polaris microphones for doing something like this. So.
Yep. More question from Abby Healy. Abby, you're go ahead.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Grand. No, it's not really a question. It's just when you were talking about the registration for the meetings. If you register on the if you're using a PC or a laptop and you use it to register that way, the CAPTCHA just becomes a checkbox.
Yeah. That's
so
exactly
you just press space on the checkbox and that'll let you in and that way.
Yeah, it says I'm not a robot or
not
something.
Not a robot, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly it.
That's why I prefer to use the laptop for registration for these meetings because you don't have to go through the whole audio thing.
Yeah, I had the same experience as you. Thanks for that, Abby. That's brilliant.
No better.
So thank you, everybody. This has been a great event. We had 67 people, I think, at one point in the room.
17 total, Stuart.
17 total. Wow, my God. Thanks sincerely to James for helping us manage the event. It's a huge job to kind of make sure everybody gets a chance to speak. And thank you to Jenny for taking her time out of her late evening. She has another webinar at the crack of dawn. So we're very impressed that she took time to join us today. We're back next week at 2 p.m. with our open tech surgery. Anything goes and you can set the agenda. But until then, take care and stay safe. And thank you for joining us.